Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve.
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Matthew 20:28.
I bless you today to celebrate that Jesus has been raised from the dead to become your life. Jesus wants you to know that first and foremost, he did not come to be served by you, but to serve you, to care for you, to minister to you. Know that in the first place, it's not about what you do for him, but what Jesus does for you. It's not about how useful you are to him, but how valuable he is to you. Believe that Jesus gives his life for you, so you can be unchained from sorrow, discharged from guilt, unyoked from the slavery of shameful habits.
So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45.
Understand also that it's not about what you have done in the past that was wrong, but about what Jesus has done in the past that was right. He died for you and became alive for you to offer you himself, a life-giving spirit.
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. John 6:35.
Jesus wants you to receive him, the bread of life, so your hunger for hope can be stilled, so your longing for righteousness can be satisfied, so your yearning for wholeness can be fulfilled. Accept that it's only after you have received from him that you can give back to him, because without him, you are nothing and you have nothing.
In him was life, and that life was the light of men. John 1:4.
I bless you to allow Jesus to serve you, to become your life and your light. I bless you.